We're reading from preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're under title Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiyot, item 46.
Yes, here we are learning about the entrance of the light into the vessel. So we're learning that we have a vessel. Well, we sometimes draw it as the Rosh Toch Sof, including the Rosh Toch Sof, the 10 Sefirot in the Rosh, 10 Sefirot in the Toch, 10 Sefirot in the Sof, etc. But basically, what are we trying to learn here? That there is a direct light that comes to the vessel. Here stands the tzimtzum, the restriction, saying, I won't accept, I won't receive from you as usual, like the upper light wants, but rather I'll reject it. I won't receive it for myself, only for my host, so that our intentions will be equal. The host to me and I to the host, and then to the extent that we have equivalence of form, I may receive. I decide, I'll receive here in the Rosh of the Potsuf. This is the Rosh, and as much as I can receive in order to bestow, that's called the Toch of the Potsuf, from the Pe to the Tabur. And where I can no longer receive, that's called the Sof of the Potsuf. Now, here we have to learn about the 4 degrees of reception of light we have. The light, as it enters from above downwards, it's called Te'amim.
Ta'amim. Aor she yotze b'chazara mi'aparzuf
amutza. The light that comes out of the patzuf back out again is called nekudot.
Nekudot. Rishimot mita'amim.
Nekudot, the rishimot, recollections of these nekudot, of the ta'amim, sorry, are called tagin, and the rishimot, the recollection of these ta'amim, are called otiyot, or vessels. Let's learn these things, because this is basically a very important thing. This is how we have a direct interaction with the Creator, we for Him and Him for us, and there is direct light here, reflected light, surrounding light, inner light, our work with these lights, and ultimately they clarify to us in Tanta, what we call Tanta, the acronym of
Tanta. Ta'amim.
Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. Soon. Let's read what Baal HaSulam writes. At least we'll advance a little.
Michael. Here
we're at item 46, Ta'amim Nekudot Tagin Otiyot. Now we have clarified the striking of the reflected light and the inner light occurring after the expansion of the Parzuf into a goof, a body. This causes the screen of the goof to purify all the lights of the goof to depart, and the screen with the records that remain in it to rise to the Pe de Rosh, where they are renewed with a new coupling of striking. and produce a new level in the measure of coarseness in the records. Now we shall explain the four types of lights, Tanta, Ta'amim, Nikudot, Tagin, Otiyot, occurring with the striking of the surrounding light and the ascent of the screen to the Pederosh.
What does Kiev want? What?
He writes here that there's four types of lights. Ta'amim, Nikudot, Tagin, Otiyot. Are there lights?
Yes. That's all revealed within the Potsuf. When the light enters and when the light exits, we have such phenomena. Yes. There are phenomena from the light itself as it comes. And there are phenomena when the light, after it has left, it leaves a reshimo, an impression. And that's what we're talking about, both the lights and the impressions. Ta'amim and Nekudot are the lights. And Tagin and Otiyot are the reshimot, the impressions. Let's see. Wait. Okay, so let's move on. So we have such phenomena in each and every Partsuf. If a Partsuf performs Zivug Da'aka'a in a Pederosh and receives some upper light in order to bestow, then this light spreads in it as an inner light. And this is called Te'amim. Flavors. To the extent that the vessel may receive, then it stops, and then the vessel starts to resist this light more, doesn't want to receive. And then the pressure of the light, we say it happens in Tabur, that the entrance of the light stops, so the vessel decides it will reject the light. It won't perceive, it won't stay this way, so it comes out of the reception of the light and the light exits the vessel. That's called Nekudot. Reflected light and Nekudot. And once this light entered and exited, then you have this impression from the light that used to be there. That's called Tagin. And the light, as it leaves, is called Otiyot. The Otiyot, the letters, they're called vessels. Why? Because they are the last and the strong impression that's left in the vessel. And from it, we can reach the next level, what we can do on with the vessel.
Ot Mem Zayin.
Item 47. It has been explained that through the striking of the beating of the reflected light in the screen of the goof, it purifies the screen of all the coarseness of the goof until it is purified and equalizes with the screen of the peh of the rosh. The equivalence of form of the peh of the rosh unites them as one, and it is included in the coupling of striking in it. However, the screen is not purified at once, but gradually, first from the fourth phase to the third phase, then from the third phase to the second phase, then from the second phase to the first phase, and then from the first phase to the phase of root. Finally, it is purified from all its coarseness and becomes as pure as the screen of the pit of the Rosh.
Read this again.
47 again. It has been explained that through the beating of the surrounding light in the screen of the goof, it purifies the screen of all the coarseness of the goof, of the body, until it is purified and equalizes with the screen of the peh of the rosh. The equivalence of form with the peh of the rosh unites them as one, and it is included in the coupling of striking in it. However, the screen is not purified at once, but gradually. First, from the fourth phase to the third phase, then from the third phase to the second phase, then from the second phase to the first phase, and then from the first phase to the phase of root. Finally, it is purified from all its coarseness and becomes as pure as the screen of the Peh of the Rosh.
This is clear, right? This process is clear. Move on.
The upper light does not stop shining for even a moment and mates with the screen at every stage of its refinement. This is because once it has been refined of the fourth phase and the level of Keter has been entirely removed, and the screen came to the coarseness of the third phase, the upper light mates with the screen on the remaining coarseness of the third phase and produces 10 sfirot at the level of Chochmah. Afterward, when the screen departs from the third phase as well, and the level of Chochmah departs, leaving only the second phase in the screen, the upper light mates with it on the second phase and produces 10 sefirot at the level of Bina. Then, when it has been purified of the second phase too, and this level has departed, leaving only coarseness of the first phase in it, the upper light mates with the screen on the remaining coarseness of the first phase that remained in it, and produces 10 sefirot at the level of Zeranpin. And when it has been refined of the coarseness of the first phase too, and the level of Zeranpin has departed, it remains with only the shorish, root, of the coarseness. In that state, the upper light makes a coupling on the coupling of root that remains in the screen, and produces 10 sefirot at the level of Malchut. And when the screen is purified, of what coarseness? Of root 2, the level of Malchut departs then too, since no coarseness of the goof remains there. In that state, it is considered that the screen and its records rose and united with the screen of the Rosh, became included there in a coupling of striking, and produced a new 10 sefirot over it called the child and the consequence of the first Tartuf.
There are no questions yet. If you want to ask only about this, only about this, what's written here.
As USA Northeast.
USA Northeast.
Только что мы прочитали все это. Как нам в десятке все это прочувствовать?
At the moment, we read all this. How can we feel all this in the ten?
We didn't learn this now, so your question is out of place. What's written here? Is this clear? Do you know this? Okay, so we'll move on. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what's the difference between coupling of striking in reception of the light and coupling of striking in the coupling of the Paltzuf? What's the difference in the sensation?
We're not talking about that as well in the meantime. Now we're learning the mechanics, how it happened when the light entered with a desire in the screen, how the light, the desire and the screen between them, how they approach each other. I'm asking you not to be confused and don't put in here now that when we're trying to understand, first of all, what's going on, We're not talking about emotions, not talking about how we should accept them, etc. It's good that you hear asking about it, but this is not the time for it.
I'm asking, what's the difference with the two different coupling of strikings? Once it's receiving and once it's refining, let's say, in the first phase.
There is a difference between a screen that's about to receive and a screen that's about to be purified. There's different calculations, but the screen wants to be in maximal connection with the Creator. And so, if it has the opportunity, it will receive in order to bestow, then the light enters as tamim, and when it can no longer receive in order to bestow, and keep on receiving is something it cannot without bestowal, that will be in order to receive. So it stops itself. This place is called tabur of the kli, of the vessel. And as it feels that the upper light, or the host, is putting pressure on him, he'll decide to purify, to go back to a state of not receiving anything. Because then it's the most certain state, confident state. Because then the reception of the light has weakened him. And he cannot cope with his host telling him all the time, receive more, receive more, receive more. Then it comes out to the state it was in the beginning of not receiving anything. By that, he feels himself the safest.
Why is it a coupling of striking and refinement?
Because in this refinement, he also shows how much he wants to be attached to the host. Николай в Сочи.
Подскажите, получается, вот здесь процесс описан, что в итоге никудот становится
рабом. Tell me, please. It turns out that this entire process, it's written that никудот is the reflected light.
So what are you trying to say by that?
Непонятно. Сначала экран называется Педеру.
It's simply written there. It's not clear. First, the screen is called Pev Rosh, and then just Rosh. And the Masach of Guf is never called Tabur of Guf.
No, that doesn't matter. It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. It's just written. You can't write everything in an exact manner. You'll have so many words, so it will make it more difficult to understand the issue itself.
I understood correctly that the screen of the goof in the process depicted here, it rejects the light so much that it becomes equalized?
Yes, it reaches a state that the screen of the Rosh doesn't receive anything, and also the screen of the goof that received in order to bestow is now being purified, reaching the same state as the Masach, the screen of the Rosh.
Из этого можно сказать, что вот никудот, который это отраженный свет от экрана.
And this we can say on the никудот that it is reflected light from the screen of the goof and then becomes equal. That same general reflected light that comes out on the screen of the Rosh?
Yes. Ita 4.
Non mi è chiaro perché nel momento in cui attraverso la purificazione della viut.
It's not clear to me why in the moment that there is the coupling on the coarseness, that the lower part refines, and then also the upper part too. Why after the fourth phase also Keter refined?
No, what's refined, what's purified is only the screen that used to receive and now it doesn't want to receive. The screen is the intention. Previously I wanted to receive in order to bestow to the host. Now I see that behind what I've done, or after what I've done, I've attained nothing. And I come back to the state that was the before the reception, that's all. PT5.
The first coupling of the beating on the reflected light at the inner light, that's from the on the first level on the fourth fifth.
It's not zivug, it's not coupling, it's bitush, it's beating the zivug of the omekif and opnimi purifies it. Yeah, it's entirely purifies it entirely.
So there is the phase of root, and after that, it becomes in the same state as in the coupling of striking before it enters the vessel.
Yes, but reshimot, an impression is left, an impression of everything he went through. PT 14.
Why in Tanta is only in the name of singular? Are there no discernments there?
I don't hear. Didn't hear you.
Why in all of Tanta, only Tanta, only Tagin is a name of singular? It's not.
Michael, what is he asking?
He's asking in Tanta why Tagin is only in singular name, vocabulary wise. There's more, only one discernment.
There are discernments in everything. What are you talking about? In Tagin, there are so many things. It's the light that enters in the vessel. We call it Tamim. As it exits, what it leaves from what it came from above downwards, so it leaves an impression we call Tagin. The Reshimot are called Tagin. The light that used to enter the vessel, now it's all removed entirely from it. It's not, nothing is left there except for these impressions. So instead of the Tamim that's spread in practice, there is only the impression of it. That's called Tagin.
Can I also ask?
Well,
the Tamim, the tastes are at once, and the nekudot, they have all the coarseness of the screen as if everything becomes spread out when the light departs?
Yes. The main thing is the otiyot. And the tamim and tagin, even in writing, there's no true impression of them. The main thing is the nekudot and the otiyot.
So just like in the Nekudot, everything comes apart. So also in the records of the Otiyot, the letters, then there's the actions of the vessel?
Yes. Okay, Turkey 1.
Thank you, Ralph. My friend is asking, we are trying to understand what light and desire are. Is the goal to become purer as we go through each level? So it's like going through a filter.
Correct.
We want to be coarse by our desire and along with this pure according to our coming nearer to the light. Two opposite things that will be in us. At the end of correction will be revealed, the entire large will to receive that will be entirely on the intention to bestow, and then in that be similar to the light. That's actually the process that will all be in a very great coarseness, and along with this, in great refinement as well. And in this, together will be similar to the Creator, as a created being in great coarseness, and similar to the Creator in refinement, in screen and reflected light, similar to the Creator. Bulgaria.
Привет, Раф.
Привет.
Защо говорим за два екрана? Екранът не е ли един?
Why are we talking about two screens here? Isn't it the same screen?
The truth is, the screen is one, but in order to differentiate between all its actions, then we divide it into parts. Let's say you're also, right, a dad, and you're a grandpa, and you're a male, and you also work in some job, profession, right, and you're also a husband. You have a lot of roles, but you're still just one in sum total. It's the same thing here. Okay? PT 29.
This process is a measurement of the coarseness of the vessel. It's like the river.
Yes, yes. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Usted mencionó que teníamos las dos partes. Por un lado, queremos el
You said that we have two parts. On the one hand, we want the greatest coarseness. On the other hand, the smallest clothing. The screen is diminished, so how can we correct our greatest desires that are coarser?
Wait, soon we will see. After the screen in the Tabo refines and comes to the Pei of the Rosh, it is incorporated in the light of infinity that's in the Rosh, and once again wants to receive an intention to bestow. And so it's going to get a second portion called Ab.
Peter 1.
Peter 1.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, а вот вы сказали, Тамим и Тагин не так важны по сравнению с Никудот и Тиот. Это из-за того,
Рав,
что...
tell us, please. You said that Тамим and Тагин are not so important compared to Тиот and Никудот. That's because the Тамим and the Тагин are a result of the previous calculation in the Рош, and Тиот and the Никудот are a result that enables us to make the next calculation?
Don't know it.
Correct, correct. Very good.
32.
To continue the question from Bulgaria, if the screen is the same, well then it purifies or refines in the body. There is work all the time in the Rosh. Are there couplings there?
All the time. And every small change that the vessel wants to make, there's decisions every time made in the Rosh, ahead, couplings in the Rosh, and then afterwards, actions in the Guf, in the body. Sorry, he was saying, there's nothing in the Guf wasn't decided first in the Rosh. And the Parzuf in its entirety is found in action. Okay. Michael?
The bitush, the striking, causes a purification from Prina Dalet to Prina Gimel. Then there's another action of beating. What causes it to rise from the third degree to the second degree?
Within the Patsuf, right?
Yes.
The light illuminates in any case and presses all the way, all the time. Meaning, the vessel has no opportunity left to do any actions other than only when it refines from Tabo to Pe. And it goes through the 4, 3, 2, 1 route. It must entirely refine.
It's as if the feeling of the bitush continues with it, doesn't stay only in the Tabo, it puts pressure as it is refined.
Surely so. And even more so we'll learn afterwards. In every place that if there is a refinement, then we also have Rosh Toch Sof.
Rosh Toch Sof.
Rosh Toch Sof. And receive coupling of strikings, and part is received, and part is bestowed. In each and every place. The Nekudot and Otiyot, the letters where there is refinement, these are also very many Paltzufim that I, that sit before the host, and I received all the five portions. Now, on each and every portion, I must know what I did. What did I come out from? What am I getting rid of? What will I have without this? And so on. I make calculations. And then I leave one portion, a second, a third, until I entirely exit. And it's in accordance with the agreement with the host that I tell him why I'm doing this, that I'm incapable of remaining with all his nice attitude towards me. I can't receive not because of shame, but because truly my bestowal is revealed towards him as a very small, limited bestowal. and it stops me in the middle of the way. So there's a matter here that the vessel understands what is bestowal, what is giving, what does it mean to return to the host, to give back. That's what occurs after, from this whole process. And then from each time he has this impression from how much the Creator wants to give, and how much, although he wants to be similar to the Creator, he's capable, not capable, and so on. All this is from this, that same vessel that was just a raw will to receive, like a piece of rubber or something. And then from this turns to be more sensitive, more suitable to the Creator, that they will truly be at the end of corrections, that then the vessel is made absolutely worthy of receiving all the light of infinity within it in a whole, complete sensation, that that's also how it behaves in return to the Creator. And here, by the Tanta, this is with what the vessel formats itself to be resemble the Creator more and more.
The Tamim and Nekudot are felt as if it happens within this part we call Toch.
That's not important so much. Just like Tamim and Nekudot, oh, that's what we're saying?
Yes. And
the most important is Otiot, letters.
Where do the Otiot remain? Because the way I understand it, it's only realized in the next Patsuf. So where does it stay until this realization?
No, the Nekudot is the lights that emerge from the vessel, and the Otiot is the will to receive, that received an impression from the process, and that remains in the vessel. And it also rises to the Rosh and enters a coupling of, enters the next coupling of striking, the next Partsuf. Meaning, from what is the next Partsuf built? Not from Ta'amim and Tagin, what was in the first Partsuf, rather from the next Partsuf, that the main thing is the Tagin and Otiot. And the Otiot is the vessels.
What's not clear is what is the Otiot during the refinement. It's clear that it's the exit of the light, but what is the impression?
Reflected light. Reflected light that includes already the disagreement to remain in the previous state. In Otiyot, letters, you have a concentration of the entire process, that ultimately you were at the meal, you tasted, you felt the attitude of the host, all this worked in you, with your will to receive, with the pressure of the host, you made a decision, and this entire process ultimately occurs in Otiyot, is performed in Otiyot.
And that's the Or Chozer, these Otiyot? Reflected light?
No. Letters, Otiyot, is records. Records from all the process that we went through. We will learn more about this. Now, I'm sorry that we have only a little bit of time for a pticha, for the preface today, because today we have another topic that we must scrutinize it, which is called Sukkot. So now, you want a song?
Yes, we want to have a song so that everyone can, we'll finish this part and we'll move on to the next part of the lesson.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside
endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time.